The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to Daily Pop. Today, Tamron Hall is accused of going rogue during her interview with former Vanderpump Rules star Stassi Schroeder. Did she throw Stassi under the bus, or was it a fair, hard-hitting interview? See what you think. Here's a clip.
I now know how to speak for Black Lives Matter as opposed to
How do you know that?
I
think that's an overreach. I don't know if you know how to speak to it, but I think you can
empathize.
No, not
speak to it. Okay. Speak to be able to defend it when people are questioning it.
Okay, so now you're in your circle of friends and they say to you, Stassi, why do Black Lives Matter? What is your answer?
Because Black people are dying because they've been oppressed for 400 years. All lives can't matter until Black lives matter, and that's something that I've realized.
The other day, I was told that there was a report that Stassi felt, quote, unprepared, and that it was, quote, awkward, even that I had gone rogue, whatever that means. The topic and everything that we discussed, Stassi knew. She knew the subject matter. She knew what I was going to ask her, not the questions.
All right. Well, obviously, that was just a small part of Tamron's interview with Stassi. Remember, Stassi was fired from Vanderpump Rules about 3 months ago for making controversial comments. Do you guys think Stassi's being overly sensitive here, or did Tamron go too far?
God, this is just one of those things that, like, you know, you don't know what the right answer is, but I think you have to go based on your opinion. I think Stassi, speaking for her right now, I feel like her intentions going on the Tamron Hall show were to take accountability, to try to showcase that she's learned some things over the past 3 months, that she's made some mistakes that I think that she's deeply ashamed of. I think she feels like an idiot. And I think that she tried to showcase, like, I've taken the time out to realize, like, I've done a lot of wrong and I really want to put my best foot forward and try to show you I'm not who you think I am. I'm not who I've been labeled as, regardless of what's happened. I think that she probably expected to go on the Tamron Hall show, put out all of those points, express herself, and for Tamron to maybe not question it as much or not go as hard as she did. And by hard, I mean just kind of press on her and really want to get to the bottom of, like, what have you learned? What do you understand? And then if Stassi said some things that Tamron maybe felt like, you know, were a little out of reach or a little far-fetched, she pushed her on it. So the interview became increasingly uncomfortable to watch. In all fairness, which it probably should have, but I do think that you have to applaud Stassi for getting out there, trying her best at least. Maybe it's not good enough for everybody, but she's not trying to hide behind what happened, right? She's trying to make some steps in the right direction.
Justin, what do you think?
You know, first of all, I think that her intentions were in the right place. Mm-hmm. I will
Stassi's.
Agree with that. Yes. Mm-hmm. I also think there was a motive behind it. I think there was this motive of, I need to get out there, I need to do an interview where I can really apologize and people can go back and forgive me, maybe I can get my job back. And I think her people picked Tamron Hall because they thought it was gonna be an easy interview.
Really? I mean, I don't think Tamron's gonna be an easy interview.
I disagree.
I think they picked her because she's Black.
Well,
100%.
Yeah. But out of the black people, are we going to go with Gail, who we just saw what R. Kelly went through with Gail, and Gail did not give him any kind of room? Mm-hmm. Are we going to go with, you know, GMA with Michael Strahan? Are we going to go with Robin Roberts, who's also not going to give you any wiggle room? I think she thought, okay, daytime TV, let's go with Tamron Hall. My problem is not
if she even had the opportunity to talk to those other people. Like, we don't even know if Stassi's on their radar. Yeah.
I'm sure somebody would have took the interview. I just think it was too early. You went out there too early. She seemed like she was rehearsing or, you know, coming, saying the script when she should have just been herself. Yeah. She should have just sat there.
Well, you have to remember, too, she's got this, like, funny demeanor. She makes jokes. So, like, serious talk is not Stassi's specialty.
Yeah, but that's the other thing. It's like, you know what? Somebody probably told Whitney Houston, like, yeah, go on Diane Sawyer. Diane's going to be easy.
Yeah.
Go right ahead. Yeah. Now, Diane turned the tables and was like, I heard you spent $250,000 on drugs. Like, Whitney didn't see that coming. But if you're going and putting yourself out there, you're taking the risk that somebody is going to call your bluff and ask you, what have you done, you know, to get this apology tour going, or what have you done to get my forgiveness?
Right.
Now, if Tamron Hall didn't push her on those things, people would say, oh my God, Tamron, you were too easy on her. Why did you placate her? Why did you make this easy for her?
That's true.
But I do think there were moments where Tamron Hall could have lightened it up a little bit. I think there were moments where she could have stepped back. But if you're sitting there and you know that somebody is, I don't want to say using you, but yes, you're right, Carissa.
They were not using it. This is Hollywood. This is business. They both got something out of them doing the show. We cannot start getting into like this emotional playground that Stassi used Tamron and vice versa. Tamron has a show. Stassi's hot news right now. They did an interview together. That's the end of that.
So, Margaret, why did she not go on Bravo?
I'm not saying,
why did she not go with Josh?
No, she had to take responsibility 100%, and Tamron was the perfect person to do it. I'm saying they both got something out of it. It was mutually beneficial for both parties involved.
Listen,
we're talking about it today.
I think that, you know, Stassi could have been a little better prepared because Tamron Hall, she should have known, was not going to take it easy on her.
Amen.
Because I don't think Tamron Hall is that personality at all. I mean, she asked hard-hitting questions. I think that Tamron Hall didn't give her any kind of, like, acknowledgement. She kind of mocked her when she said she was doing, like, mm-hmm. these diversity coaches and all that stuff. And I get it. Maybe that's not the thing that you want to hear. I also think that Stassi should have then had maybe, like, a backup idea of like how she was going to come. I don't know, speak from the heart more.
That's the one thing
I felt that was missing, is that I don't know that Stassi got an opportunity to speak from her heart.
I think what happens is everyone gets so, with somebody who's like in Stassi's position or my position or your position, Chris, is I think that we try to, as Justin said, I don't know, on or off camera, but like sort of, you know, stick to this safe script and sort of like get a ding every time we say the right thing, instead of maybe just internalizing, trying to understand as best we can, because I said before we started the show, we will never fully understand, right? We just will not. But you need to educate yourself as best as you can, and that doesn't mean, and I know, because when this all started, you know, this movement, there were these five top Google words that, you know, if you said those, it's like you seem to have an understanding of what's going on, but you don't. You really don't. So I think for Stassi, on some level, like, was she ever going to say the fully right thing? Do you know what I mean? Like, I just think it's one of those things that you have to just forget the script. Forget what you think people want to hear from you. You just need to look within and say, damn, I effed up. I have had a completely wrong thinking of everything for pretty much my entire life. I've made an ass of myself, and I need to correct this now by just understanding it myself. So she doesn't constantly feel like she needs to be appeasing someone else with her answers.
100%. And I just, I don't know.
And Tamron didn't need to sugarcoat it. She didn't need to give her the questions. I'm glad that she didn't. Most of us do not give our guests questions beforehand, because that ruins the interview, right? Because then you're going to possibly get a scripted answer. And so I think Tamron did her job, and, you know, I think it just ended up being kind of an awkward interview.
But I
just
don't
know what the rush was. I just don't get what, I know what the rush was in my head. I'm not going to say it out loud, because I do think that Stassi's heart was in the right place, but sit on it for a minute. Go away for a second, like, and then come back and have a conversation with somebody when you feel comfortable. I just know what it feels like when someone's like, oh yeah, I have black friends, let's get in this photo together so I look like I have more black friends. That's exactly what was going on in this moment. And I don't think she put this together. I think for her publicist saying, I'm trying my hardest to say this without sounding mean, you need to sit with a black person so people can see that you mean business. And that's when I say somebody was using someone else. I don't mean that they weren't mutually beneficially getting something out of it, but when you're the person who you know that person's coming to because they need a way out, you're not gonna let up.
Right.
Just like if somebody said a gay slur, if I sat here and somebody was like, I'm just so sorry I said the F word and that all, you know, gays should
die. I'm supposed to be like, okay, no problem.
Great, now let's talk about your new movie tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. You know, I mean, she definitely had to press her because it's not like an easy forgiveness, but yeah, there was a genuineness between the both of them that was missing.
And the other thing I'm going to say, and this is the last thing I'm going to say, if you have to get a diversity coach to teach you how to treat people equally, just be aware of how it sounds. It's like, I had to find somebody at the age of 35 to tell me what it means to treat you equally. Mm-hmm. It just sounds preposterous.
Yeah, it's a good point. All right, you guys, we gotta go to break. Up next, Steve Harvey is a man of many jobs, but there's one thing he will not do, even for his wife. Plus, the star whose ultimate beauty secret is breast milk. Would you do it? That's coming up.
Great.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Soft hands.
Yeah, they're soft.
They're soft and tender.
Yeah. My wife and I, when we got married, I told Marjorie, I said, listen, you can ask me to do anything for you and give you anything.
Yeah.
I do not do any form of housework.
Honey, that's not why she wanted you.
That is a sneak peek at Celebrity Family Feud, which returns tomorrow on ABC. Now, everyone knows Steve Harvey has 1,000 jobs, but the man has no plans to slow down anytime soon. Here's what he told me about what motivates his hustle.
I've never met somebody who has more jobs than you, man.
Well, I learned a long time ago, I can't get anybody to write me a $100 million check and just send it to the house.
Right.
I've asked. That's not what they do. So you gotta go get them. So I'm in the go get it business, man. I'm grateful for it too, to be able to do what I do for a living. So I wake up every day in a pretty joyful spirit and get about the business of making it happen.
I love this man. Yeah. And you guys, we will have much more of my interview with Steve next week when we're back at an hour.
Woo!
Let me just drop that back in there.
Yes, keep reminding y'all. All right, guys, this is big. Mariah Carey is talking to Oprah about her past relationship with Derek Jeter and how he played a major role in her divorce to Tommy Mottola.
Mm. This was one of those situations of the right person at the right place in the right time. What was it about Derek?
He was a catalyst that helped me get out of that relationship because I believed that there was somebody else. Honestly, I don't think it was like, oh my gosh, he was the love of my life. Like, at the time I did, because I didn't think I would ever meet anybody who wouldn't not look down on, but feel superior to me because of the fact that I'm not one way or another in most people's minds and they have preconceived notions, whatever.
This is all going down on the Oprah conversation tomorrow on Apple TV Plus. Does it surprise you to hear that about Derek?
First of all, this was a little bit before my generation. I didn't even know that they had something going on until this morning. But I feel like, I mean, first of all, I looked at that picture. I cannot believe how young they both look and how in love she looks with him. I feel like, you know, this is kind of one of those situations when you're in an unhappy relationship and you feel trapped and then somebody comes along that makes you kind of almost breathe some life into you to be like, wait, I don't have to stay in this situation. Like, I think you go for it.
Yeah. I think so, too.
100%.
It definitely does. And that's what she talked about more with Derek. It's just that, like, she saw a lot of herself in Derek because she loved his family life, loved that he was pursuing his dreams. And it was just like he was that breath of fresh air that gave her hope of, like, what life could look like.
Right. You know those girls, and I say those girls lightly because this happens to me sometimes, whenever you're looking for a sign for something and anything can be a sign.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, my God, I just saw a bird fly over my car. That's a sign that I need to spread my wings and leave. I'm like, no, girl, birds fly on top of cars all the time. That's not a sign. But when you're looking for something, when you're looking for that person to get out of something, you'll find it anywhere. And I think for Mariah Carey, it could have been flavorful. Flav who came into her life when she was with Tommy Mottola. I think
everybody
she was...
that dates Derek Jeter though loves Derek Jeter. Like he just must be like a.
I think he's probably good at a lot of things.
Yeah. I think he's probably good at a lot of things too. But I think Mariah Carey was in such a crazy relationship. She said she felt like Rapunzel.
Yeah.
That she couldn't get out of the castle. So
oh my God,
any dude with a Toyota at that point, she would have left.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, it all ended up working out. Okay, we have some big news starting next week. Daily Pop is going back to an hour, and we have a new time beginning Monday. You can check out Daily Pop every day at 11 a.m. right here on E! All right, coming up, what's going to happen with Brad Pitt and his girlfriend, or J-Lo and A-Rod? A tarot card reader to the stars shares her predictions with us next. We have all the answers.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Let me ask you this. Will Brad Pitt settle down with his new girlfriend, or will J-Lo and A-Rod actually get married? Tarot card reader to the stars, Angie Banicki, is here to give us her bold predictions.
Woo!
Welcome to Daily Pop. Tarot card reader to the stars, Angie Banicki, is here.
All right, we want to ask you about some of our favorite celebrities, of course. Okay, so will Brad Pitt settle down with his new girlfriend, Nicole? Give us the scoop on that.
I was hoping you were going to ask this. I've been, like, curious myself. Let's ask. Is Brad going to settle down with his new partner? Oh, wow. Okay, no.
What?
The cards. If you look, the first card is like an emotional roller coaster. This is some sort of him like playing out emotions, but you can trust it's meant to be. It's part of a, it's not like the trust part makes me see like this is, they were supposed to find each other, but it's about an awakening or a bigger shift for him. So, oh, and the song just switched to I Channel Through Music, and the song playing in the background is Still Not a Player. So it's real, it's not him playing. But I don't know that he will settle down.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Will J-Lo and A-Rod ever walk down the aisle?
Ooh, good question.
Oh, wow. Okay, so the first card is like, guys, I'm loving these answers. This is like they'll never stop loving each other. They keep, the Knight of Cups is all about like, almost like proposals where they continue to sort of make these big leaps in love. But then this is like, don't even plan on them ever getting married. I look at this.
That's what I've said.
Morgan, did you call that one?
We are gonna play those clips back. I have always said they are never going to actually get married. They're just gonna live their lives happy together. Okay, another question. Obviously, the Kardashians are ending their show. I'm sure you've heard. Who is going to break out and go big on their own between Kim, Khloe, Kourtney, Kylie, or Kendall?
All right, I get Kourtney, and Kendall is a close second. It's funny because, yeah.
Oh my goodness, Kourtney.
That's surprising.
That's crazy. Which one's gonna leave the spotlight totally, completely?
Kim is completely changing. Kim is ready for a huge change. She does. I don't know that that's leaving the spotlight, but she's ready to be done with a lot of that. It shows me judgment. which is like she's done.
Wow. Okay, so we want to make it a little bit more personal now. So I'm going to ask you a question. What's my question? My question is, I'm pregnant. Am I going to have an easy delivery?
Your cards are so beautiful because this is the new baby coming. It's all worth it. Everything you've already set up, everything you're planning to do, what you've done to get yourself ready. And the Emperor is all about stick to your, whatever your vision is of how you want the pregnancy to go is what you're calling in to happen. I mean, this is a very beautiful, I read a lot of stuff for pregnancy to sort of help prepare. And this is beautiful.
Okay, my question is, please don't say anytime soon, but I have a third baby?
What I get.
What's that
blindfolded.
Mean?
It shows, and the first two cards are like, there's a baby in the other world for you. But it's almost like, do you decide to have it? I look at this and it's almost like, do you decide to have it in this lifetime? Like, there's another of that connection, but it feels like your choice.
Thank you so much. This was so fun. You guys can check out more about Angie on AngieBanicky.com. Wow. I'm so glad you're going to have an easy delivery.
Let's hope so. Let's hope that sticks.
All right, we're going to read your thoughts on our story so far on Tamron Hall's interview with Stassi Schroeder. Robin says Stassi was not prepared and she has more diversity education to do. She did not learn her lesson. Wow. And Mousewife says, love when Justin said, if you have to get a diversity coach to teach you how to treat people, be aware of how that sounds.
100%. And I also do understand that she wanted an open space to talk openly about some of these things because it is uncomfortable to ask people about this. It does feel weird to ask, you know, a black person how they feel about X, Y, and Z. But for me, and I know a lot of black people out there, we are here to answer those questions now.
Yeah. All right. Well, we ran out of time. So tomorrow, we'll tell you all about the celeb who claims breast milk facials are the ultimate beauty secret. Bye.
I don't want to answer them all the time, but I answer the questions.